quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
You're Crazy
Jay!
That's right, my name is Crazy Jay. You got it. You got it right. Well, I just took the last pill. I'm feeling pretty good, and that makes me your host now. Your host of the madness. I gotta say, it's definitely music like that that gets me up here on the 44th floor. You gotta love music like that. Planet Girl by Sponge. I had the privilege and honor yet again of hanging out with Sponge. They came to Vegas last year, played the joint at the Hard Rock this year. They played at Wasted Space, got to hang out with them again. Had a great time with them after the show at 40 Deuce. I mean, it was great. We had a lot of fun. And I want to thank Vinny and the boys for just inviting me out and having a good time. It was good, good fun. Well, hello!
Hello!
I was trying to sneak in. Hello and welcome once again to that tiny 3-watt radio show that I bring to you from the padded walls of my electric sandbox right up here on the 44th floor. Yeah!
There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Like I said earlier, I'm your host. My name is Crazy J. Can't get more intelligent than that. This is the Rockin' Comedy Show. This is the show where anything can happen.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. I may vomit.
Well, try to refrain. We don't want any return. That's a good word to describe vomit. Return. I was at the bar the other night. I had a little too much to drink. And so I returned some of it at the bar. This time around on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I will be turning the mic over to a guest DJ. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, I got a bad feeling about this.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. Our guest DJ gets three song sets to play whatever he wants.
I love disco, and I hear it's making a comeback.
I guarantee you it's not going to be disco. Oh, God, I hope it's not disco. But the Rockin' Comedy Show, you could say it's pretty much all just about having fun.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails and
sure.
Start a fire in someone's kitchen.
Yeah.
Maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.
Yeah, that's fun. But, I don't know. Maybe today we're going to get crazier. You just never know.
What do you want me to do? Dress and drag and do the hula?
Well, you look pretty good in that grass skirt. But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. You can send me an email if you like.
What's your email address?
It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me on MySpace for bulletin updates. And yeah, I'm the guy that answers the surveys, the funny surveys people do. Yeah, that's me doing it, all right? And 95% of it is all BS. And I want to thank the people that are concerned that I might really have an addiction to sleeping around with whores. But I'm not. I'm good. It's just a joke. But I actually did receive an email from a listener and a friend with an address and a phone number to addiction to whores. there's an actual... Somebody there will help you. So I just want to point out that the surveys are just joke, just joke and just fun. But you can get bulletin updates about the show, all kinds of stuff. And you can also find many of the artists that we play right here on the show in my top friends. I try to change them around on a weekly basis, that kind of thing. And don't forget, you can always visit us here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, a website, rockincomedyshow.com, for past shows, new shows, and much, much more. Like, hopefully, a new video. I've been getting email from everyone going, Jay, we like Sharon Paquette, but that video's been up there a long time. I know. What do you want me to do? I tell webmaster Zach all the time, change the video when we change the show. He's a busy man. Also on the show, more of your requests. Plus, we've got Not in the News and the Crazy 8 Countdown once again. A lot of you are so glad that I brought it back. And honestly, I'm glad I brought it back too. We had a lot of fun last week. And we're going to continue to do it. It was a great time. A lot of good stuff in the Crazy 8 Countdown this week. But right now on the show, what do you say let's all strip down to our underwear?
This underwear is totally riding up my butt crack.
All right, well, if it's riding up your crack, I'm game. Why don't you just go ahead and take it off? But myself, I feel like just getting up and dancing around in my polka dot undies.
My polka dot undies.
Invisible man, my name is nobody. Jesus, I see you look a lot like me. A certain familiarity, I can see it too. Well, I'm just like you, an actual identity deja vu. So how could you do? It's easy to see that you recognize me. So come shake the hand of every man. My name is everybody. My name is everybody. My name is everybody. My name is everybody.
Into the rock and comedy show. That's the music of the SpongeTones with their song called Skinny. Ahead of that, The Uninvited. Great song. Invisible Man. You're listening to the rock and comedy show. I am your host, Crazy J. It is a pleasure to be here. We are rocking the 44th floor. Remember, we have a guest DJ making his way into the studio. That's going to be a lot of fun, so you're not going to want to miss that. Good guy. He's been away from the show for a while. His name is Alan. That's right. Alan from the Leeds has been back in town for a couple of weeks. He wanted to swing by the studio, so I invited him to be a guest DJ, and he's going to do his first set here in just a little while. Now, if you want to be a guest DJ, it's pretty easy. It's very simple. I mean, all you have to do, really, is just send me an email.
What's your email address?
It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Tell me you want to be a guest DJ, and that's it. You don't have to put the playlist. You can. Maybe I have the song and you don't or whatever, but it's your set. You get three song sets to play whatever you want. So if you want to do it, email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. But right now, we've got some Tenacious D.
Hey. Yeah? Let's go to this drive-thru.
Oh, good. I'm starving.
My hobby is
Yeah,
Have your order?
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm looking at the menu.
Okay. Would you like special curly fries?
Please, don't offer me anything. I'll tell you what I want.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know how you got the six-piece nuggets? Can you give me just four nuggets? I'm trying to... Shut up and listen to my order. Take the six nuggets and throw two of them away. I'm just wanting a four nugget thing. I'm trying to watch my calorie intake. Put two of them up your ass and give me four chicken McNuggets. And then, can I have a junior Western bacon chi? A junior Western bacon chi. I'm trying to watch my figure.
Western bacon chi, order?
A junior Western bacon chi.
Would you like that with onions?
No onions.
Okay.
Junior
bacon chi, 6 bacon nuggets.
And I'm gonna go with a filet of fish sandwich. Since that has less calories, because it's fish. Now, if you could take a Coca-Cola and just go half Coca-Cola, half Diet Coke, because I'm trying to watch my figure, try to lose some of the weight.
You want half Coca-Cola, half
and a small chocolate shake, because I'm trying to watch my figure, not a large, a small.
Because of me, it's all in me, large.
Small chocolate shake. Also a small seasoned curlies. Small seasoned curlies.
Okay, I got a small seasoned curly.
Okay. Fuck my ass. What else? Give me, alright, Cherry's Jubilee and that's it.
Triangle one.
Wait, Cage, what do you want?
Geez, let me have, I think I want the regular, Western bacon cheeseburger, large shake,
seasoned. Oh, curly. God! Come on with the order! Take forever.
That's all I want. That's all I
good.
Want.
Good. Okay. How much is that, sir?
Give me, $14.75. At the window, please. Please drive up.
Do you have any money?
Oh, shoot. Oh, God. Yeah, I got... You have some? I got, like...
Give it to me.
All right, here.
Okay. We only have, All right. I'm going to need to cancel the last two things on the order.
Okay, cancel.
Okay, thank you. Let's go.
Watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, is this behind the music with Leonard Skinner? And I say, I don't know, say it's getting late, what you wanna do for dinner? She says, I kinda had a big lunch, so I'm not super hungry. I said, well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat. She says, so what do you have in mind? I said, I don't know, what about you? She says, I don't care if you're hungry, let's eat. I said, that's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you're hungry for. And she says, let me think, what's left in our refrigerator? I said, well, there's tuna, I know. She said, that went bad a week ago. I said, is the chili okay? She said, you finished that yesterday. I hopped up and said, I don't know, do you want to get something delivered? She's like, why would I want to eat liver? I don't even like liver. I'm like, no, I said delivered. She's like, I heard you say liver. I'm like, I should know what I said. She's like, whatever, I just don't want any liver. Well, I was gonna say something, but my cell phone started to ring. Now who could be calling me? Well, I checked my caller ID. It was just Cousin Larry calling for the third time today. My wife said, let it go to voicemail. I said, okay. Where were we? Oh, dinner, right. So what do you wanna do? She says, why don't you whip up something in the kitchen? Yeah, I said, why don't you? And then she says, baby, can't we just go out to dinner, please? I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. Oh, here's your keys. I step a little bit closer. Say, okay, where you wanna go? She says, how about the Ivy? I said, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and eating expensive food. She says Olive Garden. I say, nah, I'm not in the mood. And Burrito King would make me gassy, there's no doubt. She says, just forget about it. I said, no, I swear I'm gonna take you out. Then I get an idea. I say, I know what we'll do. She says, what? I say, guess. She says, what? I say, we're going to the drive-thru. So we head out the front door, open the garage door. Then I open the car doors, and we get in those car doors. Put my key in the ignition, and then I turn it sideways. Then we fasten our seat belts as we pull out the driveway. Then we drive to the drive-thru, heading off to the drive-thru. We're approaching the drive-thru, getting close to the drive-thru. Almost there at the drive-thru. Now we're here at the drive-thru. Here in line at the drive-thru. Did I mention the drive-thru? Well, here we are in the drive-thru line. Me and her. Cars in front of us, cars in back of us, all just waiting to order. There's some idiot in a Volvo with his brights on behind me. I lean out the window and scream, hey, what you trying to do, blind me? My wife says maybe we should park, we could just go eat inside. I said I'm wearing bunny slippers, so I ain't leaving this ride. Now a woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please? I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like two hamburgers with onions and cheese. Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm gonna have a chicken sandwich instead this time. I said, you always get a cheeseburger. She says, that's not what I'm hungry for. I put my head in my hands and scream, I don't know who you are anymore. The voice on the speaker says, I don't have all day. I said, then take her order, and we'll be on our way. I wanna get a chicken sandwich, and I want a cheeseburger too. She's like, you want onions on that? I'm like, yeah, I already said that I do. Plus we need curly fries, and don't you dare forget it. And two medium root beers, no, just one, we'll split it. Then I said, I'm guessing that you're probably not too bright. So read me back my order, let's make sure you got it right. She says, one, you want a chicken sandwich? Two, you want a cheeseburger? Three, curly fries and a large root beer? Stop, don't go no further. I never ordered a large root beer, I said medium, not large. Then she says, we're having a specialized supersized you at no charge. Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was, oh, oh. And she says, now there's something else that I really think you should know. You can have unlimited refills for just a quarter more. I say, great, except we're in the drive-thru, so what would I want that for? And she says, wait a minute, your voice sounds so familiar. Hey, is this Paul? And my wife is all like, no, that ain't Paul. Now tell me, who's this Paul? She says, oh, he's just some guy who goes to school with me. I sat behind him last year and I copied off of him in geometry. I said, I know a guy named Paul. He used to be my plumber. He was prematurely bald and moved to Pittsburgh last summer. He also had bladder problems and a really bad infection on his toe. And she says, Mr. Please, you can stop right there. That's way more than I needed to know. And then we both were quiet, and things got real intense. And then she says, next window, please, that'll be $5.82. So we inched ahead in line, moving painfully slow. I got a little bored, so I turned on the radio. My wife was getting a headache, so we both just sat there quietly for her sake. Well, then I looked at her, and she looked back at me, and I said, I think you have something in your teeth. She turned away from me, and then turned back and said, did I get it? I said, yeah, well, I mean, most of it, but hey, you know, don't sweat it. Then she said, how about now? I said, yeah, almost. There's still a little bit there, but don't worry, it's probably just a piece of... And the lady at the window's like, well, 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 that'll be $582. I turn around to my wife and say, how much have you got on you? She just rolls her eyes and says, I'll pay for this, I guess. So she reaches into her purse and busts out the American Express. I hand it to the lady, and she says, oh dear, it's gotta be cash only, we don't take credit cards here. I took back the card and said, gee, really, well, that sucks. And that's when I found out my wife was only carrying $3. I said, I thought you were gonna hit the ATM today. She says, I never got around to it, so where's your wallet anyway? And I said, never mind, just help me to find some change. Now the lady at the window's looking at me kind of strange. And she says, mister, please, we gotta move this line along. I said, now hold your stinking horses, lady, we won't be long. So I looked around inside the glove box and checked the mat beneath my feet. I found a nickel in an ashtray and a couple pennies and a dime in the space between the seats. Before long I had a little pile of coins of every sort. The lady counts it up and says, you're still about a dollar short. And now my woman's got this weird look frozen on her face. She screams, you know I wasn't even really hungry in the first place. And so I turned around to the cashier again. I shrugged and said, okay, forget the chicken sandwich then. So I pick up my change, pick up my receipt, and I drive to the pickup window. Man, I just can't wait to eat. And now we see this acne-ridden kid about 16, wearing a dorky name tag that says, hello, my name is Eugene. And he hands me a paper bag. I look him in the eyes, and I say to him, hey, Eugene, could I get some ketchup for my fries? Well, he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he says, I'm sorry, what did you want again? I say, ketchup, and he says, oh yeah, that's right, I just finished out there for a second, I'm really kind of burnt tonight, and then he hands me the ketchup, and now we're finally driving away.
A double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink, please. Did you get my order? Cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink. No, I want a cheeseburger, a double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink.
Drink!
Stevens and Gridnick here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Fast Food. Weird Al Yankovic ahead of that with Trapped in the Drive-Thru. Tenacious D started it all with Drive-Thru right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. A lot of things go on in that drive-thru, but this is a pretty cool little mix called the Fast Food Song. Here's David Trout.
There's a new way of eating, cooking all across the nation. It's an appetizing treat. It's called fast food fornication. You'll find Wendy's hot and juicy when you put her with your Whopper, and she's finger licking good when you pile it all on top of her with your Big Mac in your hand. You just spread them sesame buns, but you better hold your pickle till that special sauce comes. We do it all to you. You see old Jackie's in the box, 'cause he loves those McMuffins. When he says, I'm eating good, Mom, well, you know he's not a bluffin'. His burrito is supreme, it's a quarter pound of meat. Won't you squeeze my McNuggets, then you'll know where's the beef. We do it all to you. Mr. Sub's getting down on Wendy, 'cause he knows it's worth the trip. She's got 30 wonderful flavors just to make his banana split. There's no need for takeout service once he gets his pizza in. When you smell those herbs and spices, well, you know where she's been. John's Long Silver, Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Yeah, David Trout right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with a fast food song. I am your host, Crazy J. Remember, you can check out the official website of the show. It's rockincomedyshow.com. You can also go to MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Friend request me, make song requests, and check out bulletin surveys and all the top artists that you hear right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to turn the mics over to Alan, who is going to be your guest DJ for the next couple of songs. I'm sure we're in for a real treat. It's coming up next.
Look at him, honey. He's studying the green. His hands are steady. His grip on the putter is perfect. His breathing is deliberate and relaxed. Adjust those legs, bend shoulder length apart. Concentrate. Be the ball. That's my boy, it's in the hole! Yes!
Is that good, Daddy?
Is that good? Yes, that's good. You're a natural. We gotta get you a set of clubs.
But he's three.
He's almost four.
The odds of a child becoming a professional golfer? 1 in 140,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months, and no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Place your hand in your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Play ball!
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball, no. Instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh. Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Red Peters, and whenever they let me listen to the radio, I listen to the Crazy J Show.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J, and every once in a while, I will turn the air chair over to somebody else here on the 44th floor and give them a chance to be a guest DJ. They get to come on, play what they want. We give them a couple segments. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Today could go either way. Alan is here. Welcome back to the show, Alan.
Hey, Jay. How are you? Good to be here.
It's what do you think of the new place?
I love it. I love it. You know, yeah.
Well, did you have trouble finding it?
Seeing that I've been here before.
Well, it's been a long time, and it's in a new room.
Well, it is in a new room, but it's still the same floor. You know, you actually expanded. You expanded, and you took a wall down and slid yourself over to where the old room was, but it's still the same room because the wall is down. Something like that. All right. It's good. It's good. I like it. Good old 44.
So you're here in town, hopefully not very long.
Well, we can only hope. We can only hope.
And you're going to be a guest DJ today.
That's what I hear.
I'm curious as to see what you have brought to play.
As am I. Who knows? It's just a hodgepodge of tunes, some silly, some not, I think. I don't know. I whipped it together, and we'll see what happens.
The first one? Are we ready? Or
yeah.
Well, and just play it and surprise
intro?
People?
There's a cue. Let me queued up. Now, the first one, it's friends of mine back in Detroit, a band called Sponge. And
these guys are great, man. We hung out with them the other night.
They are. Yeah. So I figured it was fitting to start off with them. This is a song off of their third record called New Pop Sunday. And these guys, they're not only are they my friends, but I'm a fan as well. I'm a fan of friends of mine. They're just been great guys for the city of Detroit, and I think for rock music too. They just don't quite have the notoriety that they should. And you'd be surprised how many hits they actually have if you listen to their catalog.
Yeah, they're badass. It was fun hanging out with them.
Oh yeah. Totally. Good times. But this song is off of their third record, New Pop Sunday, and it's called When You're on Fire, You Gotta Roll. Something wrong when you're on fire. We'll Hey, I have a sponge. When you're on fire, you got to roll off of New Pop Sunday. This next one, it's a classic. Keep an open mind. It is David Lee Roth, vocal tracks from Running with the Devil. And Jay, where are you? Jay, can you get back in here for a second?
Why do you want him? Right here.
Oh, wait a minute. I think we need to do a little commentary on this one.
Okay.
Keep it interesting. It's I don't think you've heard this yet. I don't think I've played this for you. You may have heard it. I don't know. But it's Running with the Devil, and it's just the vocal tracks, and it's just classic. I think it's the funniest thing. I'm going to stop talking. I'm just going to play it. Let me see if I can figure this out here. And here we go.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
That's awful.
I would love to just see him doing this in the booth, going ballistic.
Yeah.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow, and all I've got I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a pace that kills. Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
I love this. Oh, how did this guy get away with this for so long? Oh, wow.
I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, Dave.
I found the simple life ain't so simple. When I jumped out on that road, I got no love. No love you'd call real. Ain't got nobody waiting at home. God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Precious.
It's awesome.
Precious. I think there's a guitar solo here.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Woo!
Ow. Like his impression of... Now there's...
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
That's great.
Oh, it gets even better.
Impression of James Brown or something. Yeah. Going on.
You know what? I found the simple life, once so simple, no. When I jumped out on that road, got no love, no love you'd call real. Got nobody waiting at home.
It's awful, I love it.
Oh God, I'm running. Ah, yeah.
Wow.
Really
I'm taking a shit.
But one more time.
It really blows up here.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, thanks for this. Is all, yeah. This is good.
Where's
stuff.
The big finish? Is
it's
it coming?
It's coming. It's coming.
Wow. What can you say about
that's
that?
It. Running with the Devil. Vocal tracks only, David Lee Roth. Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, I just think it's hysterical. Hopefully you still have listeners after that. Anyhow, let's this little block. Let's finish up with Tenacious D from Pick of Destiny. It's Master Exploder. I just think it's a hysterical rocket song.
Ah! fucking pepper.
And I'm back. Let's see. Getting all mixed up here on the board. Anyhow, that was Tenacious D. I think I'm taking a break.
Yeah, we're taking a break.
Taking a break.
You'll be back a little bit later on to do your second set.
Right.
If you want, you can about it. You can sit in and do the news with me if you'd like.
Yeah. I could do that. I got two hands.
What's that have to do with it?
I have no idea.
Anyway, you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Alan is your guest DJ. Remember, if you want to be a guest DJ on the Rockin' Comedy Show, you got to pay me $5,000 and blow me under the desk. So when are you going to give me the $5,000? Oh, we'll be back after this.
Oh, speechless.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a day. Yes.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
No. Give me a D.
No. Wait. Right. You didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No? Wait. You didn't actually take...
Well, no one told me I was supposed to...
Oh, whatever. You really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey! Out of bed!
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
An ordinary sunny day. An ordinary family's living room filled with an ordinary bunch of kids. And they were doing nothing. They were couch slouching. They were rug imitating. And lazy minute after... Lazy Minute was passing them by when suddenly...
Huh?
Hey, guys, that's a personal foul. Inactive activity on a sunny day.
Coming to the rescue was NFL running back Reggie Bush.
Players don't get lazy penalties. Let's play.
Those kids, they listened to Reggie. They got up and play they did. There was fun and running. There were smiles and jumping. And laziness was crushed.
Hey, kids, don't get a lazy penalty.
Kids, listen to Reggie and avoid lazy penalties. Be a player. Get up and play for an hour a day. Go online to check out smallstep.gov for fun playtime ideas.
So you can be a player, too.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Daddy, I'm only 3 years old. But when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. You're dreaming about what am I going to be when I grow up? A major league first baseman? Maybe a point guard for the national championship team or the winner of the Heisman Trophy.
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete? 1 in 16,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org.
So, Dad, let's keep dreaming the impossible while looking out for the possible, okay?
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy J.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
Sunshine, when you're coming on, the talking heads were droning, they're droning on and on. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, I need to hear you say, everything for me is looking good today. I think you know what I'm looking for. Can you give me hope as I'm walking out the door? When you're gonna talk to Johnny, when you're gonna talk to Johnny. We'll be right back.
Johnny Sunshine. My head's spinning round. I am feeling sideways and I'm feeling down. Hey Johnny Sunshine, can you give me hope? I'm all out of options and I'm all out of rope. I think you know what I'm looking for. Can you give me hope as I'm walking out the door? When you gonna talk to Johnny? When you gonna talk to Johnny? Tell me, Johnny, does she love me? Will the sunshine and make her see my shadow? Then I can make her mine. I know I can make her mine. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, when you coming on? The talking heads are droning, they're droning on and on. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, I need to hear you say, everything for me is looking good today, looking good today. Tell me, Johnny, does she love me? Will the sunshine and make her see my shadow? Tell me, Johnny, does she love me? Will the sunshine and make her see my shadow? Then I can make her mine. When you gonna talk to Johnny? When you gonna talk to Johnny? Hey Johnny Sunshine.
With the flowers in her hair, all my friends will stop and stare. With a gold ring in her cheek, beads and braids and tattered jeans. Tattered jeans. What am I supposed to do? What it be with you? To that show you'll come and go. There's no one's bad, but don't say no. Don't say no. Would you be my uninvited guest? Would you be my girl? Would you be my uninvited guest? Would you be my girl? Showed up there with me, all my friends, and they would see our own complicated mess. But this is fine, though, nonetheless, nonetheless. Freshly cut and pasted scenes from the hippest magazines. We look great, we look so modern. We don't pass that social pride, social guards. Would you be my, would you be my? Would you be my girl? Would you be my uninvited guest? Would you be my girl? Would you be my uninvited guest? Would you be my girl? Would you be my, would you be my girl?
Reeds right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Alan on the lead vocals. Alan was your guest DJ this hour. He's going to be back next hour to give you another guest DJ segment. He's also going to sit in with the news. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Let's laugh a little now with John.
I love Vanette. The cruise ships with the buffets. I really do. I don't diet on a cruise ship because you'd make yourself miserable. The first time I walked into a cruise ship gala buffet, don't cry for me, buffet people. The truth is I never loved you. Through all my dieting, my fat resistance, I kept my promise. Don't cry for me, buffet people. Your fears, they are not valid. If you are skinny, stay near the salad. The thing with some of the cruise ship buffets is that they're very elaborate. And they have ice sculptures and they have carvings, watermelons made into sharks, little cantaloupe baskets with little tomato roses. It's all very nice, but people see it and they lose their minds. Oh, look at it, it's so pretty! And there's a long line for the buffet and you get little old ladies up in front and they're taking pictures of the buffet. Now, Evelyn, you get in and hold the cantaloupe basket and I'm at the end of the line starving. Get out of the line! I mean, it's a cantaloupe. Why, haven't you been to a museum before? Get out of line. People are starving. I have no patience in a food line. Or in any line, for that matter. In McDonald's, if there's a long line, I jump behind the counter. I work the fries. I get it moving. I've been employee of the month twice. I don't even work there. But I take the parking space, and I love having my picture up. Watch people at McDonald's. They decide what they want when they get to the front of the line.
Get out of the line.
I knew what I wanted before I parked the car. Get out of the line. People read a McDonald's menu. It's McDonald's. It's the same stuff since you were 6 years old. Ask me anything, left to right, right to left. What do you want to know? I don't do well in lines. No. Starbucks. I need coffee in the morning or I can't talk. I like Starbucks. Good product. They're polite. Lines. Too long. My first cup can't be Starbucks. I'd be dead by the time I got to the front of that line. I have to stop at Dunkin' Donuts and get coffee to stand in line for coffee. And people stare at you like, I should have done that. Another one's KFC. People stand in line in front of me at KFC. I mean, they're looking at that menu. You know what they have? Chicken. You know what else they got? They got chicken. You want chicken or chicken? Get out of the line. Another one I don't do well. Movie theater concession lines. They got popcorn, candy, and that's it. Soda. People are staring. What? What? There's no buffalo wings. You can't get a prime rib. Get out of the line! Am I the only person in this line that has a movie to catch? And at the supermarket, I'm like, oh good, she has coupons, you bitch.
As a dad, you'll probably spend years teaching your son how to hit a baseball, how to throw a tight spiral and hit a receiver, how to spring off a diving board and hit the water, how to hit a one wood and a nine iron, how to hit the bullseye, how to hit the strike zone, hit a jump shot, hit the open man, hit the hockey net, and maybe the most challenging of all, how to hit the books. But the question is this, how much time will you spend teaching him what not to hit? Teach your son early and often that all violence against women is wrong. For tips on what to say, visit endabuse.org. brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, the Ad Council, and this station.
Cuando me da un ataque de asma, siento miedo.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Now we'll hear Ben playing Mozart's Violin Concerto.
Ben's rendition is awful, because he's playing a violin with a banana. But bananas could help you become a better violin player. Eating fruits with potassium and other nutrients help your muscles work better. So when it comes to making music, bananas can be instrumental after all. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun. What's a frontal lobotomy?
Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things. And if a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy. Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking, or having sex. But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy. Maybe this song will help you understand what I mean.
Listen to my mother, and me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has to live with half a brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink. I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think. Jimmy's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name. I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of his brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Funny how the world works. attention over booze. Either way, it ends the same. Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver. And Jimmy always viewed it with concern. But I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver than an intellect that's second to a fern. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound. They'll dose him up on lots of evil spirits when they take him to the psychiatric grounds. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Bonzo Dog Doo Band, I believe, something like that. The Bonzo Dog Band is what it is called. It's the Rock and Comedy Show. Ahead of that, a great another song called "Oh, I'd Rather Have a Bottle in Front of Me Than a Frontal Lobotomy." That's by Dr. Rock. Playing that one for Alan as he waits to come in to do his second set, his second guest DJ set. He's also going to be joining us for the news this hour. But right now, though, I feel like rocking out to some Led Zeppelin. Join me, shall you?
I'm a traveler up on time and space. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Remember, you can check me out on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. The official website to the Rockin' Comedy Show is rockincomedyshow.com. It's open 24/7. Go check out some past shows and, you know, laugh. Laugh because you're probably not laughing right now. And you want a good, funny show. So go check out some old shows at rockincomedyshow.com. But joining us in the studio for a shorter set this time around, because we're going to be doing the news and stuff with Alan, he's back to be the guest DJ.
And I'm back. Why did I pause? Anyhow, yeah. Jay, it's just been fun being here. I appreciate it. So, I'm going to continue here with my song selection. This is one of my favorite Frank Zappa songs, and I don't know why, but it's just, it's funny, it's catchy, and yeah, I like it.
Do you like how everything's loaded into the computer?
You know, I do like it. You're digital. You're just, you're here.
It's finally happened. Oh!
You caught it. Last time I was here, you're still using turntables.
It was an A-track.
A-track. Yeah. So it's good stuff. Anyhow, this is Frank Zappa, Charlie's Enormous Mouth.
This is a rock and roll song that I will be doing for you, which is called Casper, the Homosexual Friendly Ghost. Hit it, Brendan.
Hey, that was the late Wesley Willis out of Chicago. That's always a fun listen. How obnoxious.
Could you play a more dirty song?
Maybe. I don't know.
Please,
time will tell. Next time I will. Anyhow, I'm gonna play a little more Wesley.
Next segment.
To cap off my next segment, yeah. So it's more to come. So good stuff.
We're going to be back with the news. Alan, stick around. You can help me with that. Sometimes
I'd love to.
Sometimes I need help reading.
Yeah, you don't do your news in pop-ups?
No.
Too bad. I get the news delivered daily in a pop-up book.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Think carefully. Do you remember what you had for breakfast this morning? Do you remember where you're supposed to be this afternoon? Do you remember the first question? Our children, your child, may not. Because every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, language development, vision, and memory. and mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. Will you remember that? A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! And it's moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Red Peters, and whenever I'm not pulling it, I listen to the Crazy J Show.
Let's do it doggy style.
Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up if you dare to disobey his stern command. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He really fucked him up when the people went and turned their backs on him. He can fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fence. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He went and fucked Ray up. Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
Get your National Asshole Directory. It's a book you won't find in the library, but it's a fine piece of work. We compiled all the jerks into the National Asshole Directory. I went to the crankiest guy that I knew to see what an expert would think. He said, "What kind of asshole would write such a book?" I just looked at him and blinked. Then I said, "It's the National Asshole Directory. Your mom should have had a hysterectomy. Thanks for your help. Be sure and look for yourself in the National Asshole Directory. It's got spammers and, of course, telemarketers, the whole membership of the Klan, Publishers Clearinghouse, and Ron Popeil for promising hair in a can. It's got email addresses and telephone numbers of folks who are not very nice. It took just a few minutes to list the whole Senate, then I listed the president twice. It's the National Asshole Directory. His dad should have had a vasectomy. Life would be much more sweet if he had been a spot on the sheet, not in the National Asshole Directory. I sent my last draft to the editor. What an asshole, I could not believe. He must not know assholes from elbows, 'cause the very first listing was me. Get your National Asshole Directory. Allow 4 to 6 years for delivery. You may find thereupon that the first page is gone. It's the National Asshole Directory.
Carla Albrecht right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with the National Asshole Directory. Pretty sure my number's in there. How about yours? It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. You can contact me through email. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. And you can also find me on MySpace if you would like. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. We're going to be doing the news here in just a little bit. But right now, it's some funny, funny stuff from Don Friesen.
I love college. The only part was my credit sucked. Oh, man. You guys ever deal with those collection agents? They would scare me on the phone, intimidate me. They acted like they're working for the mob or something. Hello, you got the money? No, I don't have the money yet.
Get the money.
I'm trying. I just need a little more time.
We'll call you in an hour.
And like 10 minutes later, hello?
You got the money?
No, not yet.
Can you borrow it from someone?
I did, and I think we know how that turned out. You guys take Visa?
We are Visa.
Well, raise my limit and pay yourself. I trust you. You're good for it. After a while, you don't even care. You get your roommate on speakerphone.
Hello, you got the money?
Well, I had it half hour ago. Where were you, man? I went to Vegas. You lost. It's all fun and games so you get that credit report in the mail. That's a moment of reality right there. Oh, I suck.
That's what we've been telling you.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that bad. Even if I had the money, there's no point in paying you now. I'm going bankrupt. I learned that in business school. They hate that.
Well, if you go bankrupt, we'll ruin your credit for 7 years.
Well, shoot, I've been talking to you for 5. Bring it on, sucker. I'm broke, but I'm scrappy. I finally got so mad at this one guy, I wrote him a check for nothing. Not very mature, but it felt great, man. He kept bugging me.
We need a check. It doesn't matter how little.
Zero and zero one hundredths. Next month, I sent him a check for a penny just to see if they'd cash it. They did. It bounced.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, and he was here for an earlier segment where we let him be a guest DJ for a little while, but we haven't had Alan on in the show. We haven't had Alan on in quite a while. How you been, buddy?
I'm not. I wasn't here. I'm not here now.
Can you just once be normal?
Oh, I suppose. I'm doing well. I'm doing well,
yeah?
Jay. I'm doing well, yeah.
That's anyway, good.
No thanks to you.
What does that mean? No thanks to me.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You just said no thanks to me.
No, I didn't.
Is it because I don't disappoint when you go out?
You not only do you not disappoint, it is... I can't... The words aren't even made to describe the epic nature of you putting out... going out and putting on an event for you and your friends.
I'm glad you clarified that because you said, when you put out.
When you put out for your friends. You put out for your friends. I mean, wow. They don't shit right for weeks.
Well, let's take
the list. I didn't say that.
Yeah, let's take the listeners inside the mind of what goes on when they get a chance to go clubbing with Crazy Jay.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's not even
that good.
It's not even on. It's like on a scale of 1 to 10. Where would that rank?
Oh, 15. Easily.
We've had some good times since you've been out here.
Yeah.
The
Halloween
party.
It's good
party.
To be back. I was, for any of you don't know, I've been back and forth from the Vegas area back home to Detroit, like constantly back and forth. But I had to fly out specially for the Halloween party this year.
Yeah, and I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. That senior Blossom guy was an asshole.
Yeah, we talked about that on the last
but,
show.
But once I got away from him, that was cool. He's kind of a dick. Anyhow, of course, I had my moments as well. It was fun. It was a good time.
That's good.
One more time. Good.
Was
time.
It a good time?
It was okay.
But I thought it would be fun. You haven't been here in a while, so I thought it would be fun to invite you to do the news.
I've never done the news with you.
You haven't done the news. But
never.
But I know you like listening to it.
And we're going
to
keep it at that. I'm out. No, I'm kidding.
Well, it was nice to know you.
Nice to know you.
But, you know, some things have changed since the last time you were here. What do you think of the new studio?
I like it. You've got, for any of you don't know, Jay is up on the 44th floor. And
what a view, huh?
It's an awesome view. Awesome view. And he didn't used to have the whole floor. But now he's got, like, the entire floor is dedicated to Crazy Jay and his craziness. And it is just, wow.
And thanks to you, we're going to be having a new section in the studio where when people come in to perform for us, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah. For any of you who don't know that, we're setting up a live room. And any other fellow musicians or bands that come in, performers, comedians, there is a stage, lighting, full PA, audience will be in. Bar.
What?
There'll be an audience.
I must have missed that in the blueprint.
I'm making it up right now. I mean, audience coming in, there'll be bar, drinks. Yeah, it
topless,
all out.
The waitresses are topless?
No. Well, half. Just the left boob.
The left boob
is bare, and the right one is still covered.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's like half topless. Half topless review.
Nice.
The 44th floor.
All right. Well, Alan, it's glad to have you back, I think.
Yeah, likewise. I'm glad to have you back. Wait, you never left.
But remember when I had my going away party?
Your buddy, your one friend who actually was going away, was so mad.
He was so mad.
Oh, good stuff.
All right, so how about it? Let's do the news.
All right, I'm waiting on you.
Hey, you want to hear some great news?
All right, we're going to get things started with a... All the stories are interesting. They always are. But we have rules for the stories. I'm not quite sure if you know the guidelines, Alan. Those guidelines are one story has to, you know, be... Somebody has to be naked. There's always, of course, a story about drugs.
Like any good party.
Right. You know, drugs has to be involved. Stupidity, you know, has to play a big part. Usually, though, most of the stories are because people are hopped up on something.
Poultry.
Maybe like mother's milk or something.
Poultry.
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 We do have a chicken story. That's kind of funny. This first story takes place in Austin. Another day, another cell phone found on Texas's death row.
Come and sit down, son. We need to talk.
Prison staff conducting a shakedown of the row found a cell phone secretly in the rectum.
Damn, you killed them.
I suggest destroying them or discarding them right now. You can also try hiding your valuables in your anus.
Yeah, they secretly in the rectums of convicted murderer Henry Skinner, said Texas Department of Criminal Justice. They found two SIM cards or money cards in Skinner's Bible, so they suspected he also had a cell phone. So they took him into the infirmary and did an x-ray and found the cell phone. I'm sorry, they just...
How do you dial that up there? Very carefully.
They found the cell phone in his rectum.
You were this close to having an additional rectum.
The discovery of the cell phone. Hello. the discovery of the cell phone is the second in a matter of days at death row, which is found in the unit of Livingston. Officials found death row inmate Mark Stronum in possession of a cell phone, a charger, and a makeshift weapon, and what appeared to be, of course, marijuana.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
What's funny is, did he store all that stuff in his ass? They didn't say. They said he is in possession of a cell phone, a charger, and a makeshift weapon.
And a charger. And it was like, was there a wire coming out of his ass plugged into the wall? I got to stay close.
Like they weren't clear about it.
It gives a new meaning to talking out of your ass.
the strongman found fine came just hours after a prison lockdown prompted by a contraband cell phone. The lockdown had been instituted after officials found 10 death row inmates had made nearly 2,800 calls from a cell phone, including calls to Senate Criminal Justice Committee Chairman John Whitmer. That's crazy.
Call 1-800-BITE-ME.
Right. This week's cell phone discoveries are a particular concern because officials said the death row inmate Richard Tabler, whose cell phone triggered the original lockdown, made death threats against Whitmer.
What's it like knowing you're about to die?
A death row cell phone could be used to order a hit by someone on the outside.
Or order a pizza.
Yeah, they're always thinking that. This is a great story taking place in Salt Lake. Fire destroyed or damaged at least 144 portable toilets.
What is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
At the United Site Service in Ogden, the firefighters quickly contained the blaze, and Ogden Deputy Fire Chief Chad Tucker. The fire started about 12:30 p.m. when employees lost control of debris fire at another business. An airplane ramp built in an adjacent house was also destroyed. No way, but it's supposed to be no one was injured.
Harry, why are you covered in poo?
And crews were reportedly mopping up less than an hour later.
Shit everywhere.
Anyway, a damage figure was not immediately available. Yeah, that story's so vague, and it's just like, nobody even really needed to report it.
I kind of wish you wouldn't have either.
I kind of have that same feeling, you know, but I tried to make it funny with the sound bite, so hopefully it worked. Police, this is pretty good. Police arrested a man after he resisted because he claimed the police vehicle ran over his foot.
You are correct, sir.
Police responded to a fight at McDonald's. Sorry. I don't know why that made me. I just thought that was great. According to reports, the officer observed a large group near the restaurant and saw someone hit another man.
He hit me. Well, I'm sure he meant to do that.
The officer turned his sirens and lights on and drove closer to the fight. Most of the people cleared out of the way or ran away.
You know, we could, like, go to jail for this.
The officer noted a man standing in front of the police car with his arms out like he was challenging him. The man, Orlando Vavone, 18, of Des Moines, eventually stepped out of the way and was near the passenger side of the police car. As the car was passing him, he punched the passenger side window of the car. The officer got out of the car and went towards him. He then said, that didn't work. It didn't fire off the way it was supposed to.
That's what he said?
No.
Oh.
The officer got out of the car and then went towards Vavone, who said, it still didn't work. What the hell is wrong with this?
People who do that should be arrested.
Now the joke is killed. You can't arrest me, you ran over my foot, he screamed. Police grabbed his wrist to pull him out of the crowd. He resisted, according to the report. Vavone stepped back and took an active fighting stance. The officer sprayed him with mace, but Vavone just wouldn't break down.
It was terrible, it was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
After another struggle, the officer was able to handcuff Vavone. He was arrested for assault on a police officer with injury. That's
kind of funny. Erroneous! Erroneous! Erroneous on both counts.
What is an active fighting stance versus, say, an inactive fighting stance?
Inactive is you're sitting down.
Okay.
Police,
like he throws a punch, but not very far?
Yeah. Vavone told police he hit the police car because the man ran over his foot, though he never complained of any foot injury, according to the report. And now the stories are going to start getting a little weird. This one I don't understand why he even did this, but a man who forced a chicken to drink whiskey and blew cannabis smoke in its face before suffocating has been spared a jail term.
How could this happen? How could you humiliate me this way? I'm ashamed to be your mother.
Gary Maxwell, 21, smashed another hen's head repeatedly against a shed wall until its neck snapped.
Were you born an asshole? Or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. Cause you're an asshole tonight.
He was sentenced to an 18-month community order with supervision by the district judge. She heard he had stopped drinking and taking drugs. But yet,
you want drugs?
But yet he was blowing cannabis smoke in its face, making him drink whiskey and slamming its head up against the shed. just another great night. I didn't even say where this took place, actually. Maxwell was ordered to pay £8. So it must be, over there, overseas.
Across the pond.
Across the pond. To the hen's owner. What is a pound? What is a pound equivalent to a dollar again?
It's almost 2 to 1.
Yeah, so that doesn't seem like it's very much. At a previous hearing, Maxwell admitted 2 counts of causing unnecessary suffering to the birds.
What kind of sick mind would do something like this?
I don't know. He was living at a hostel, and he grabbed one hen from an allotment. He took the bird back to his room where he... This is how he did it, okay. If you want to know how he got got it drunk.
You asked, do I have a choice?
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, do
if you tell. Say you don't want to hear, I'll just throw the story away.
Oh, no, please, I want to hear it. I'm on the edge of my seat.
He took the bird back to his room where he drenched it in whiskey, forcing it to drink the spirit. That's right, drink the spirit.
Oh, that was one crazy party. I am hungover.
He also blew cannabis smoke in its face, then put the bird in a hold-all where it suffocated. Early the next morning, he grabbed another bird and killed it by smashing its head against the shed. The allotment owner, Kenneth Brown, raised the alarm, and Maxwell was arrested. Makes you wonder why.
Well, I don't know. I think some mysteries are best left unsolved, Jay.
I'm glad you think so.
I think this one should just be unsolved, too.
A planned trick on a friend involving a bag of parsley turned into an arrest for a 15-year-old local boy of Port St. Louis, according to a police report.
To the idiot mobile.
The 15-year-old boy and a 13-year-old boy told police they were heading to another friend's home at the time. They were walking across Crosstown Parkway during school hours. The elder boy said he was going to play a trick on his friend. He said he had a bag of parsley that he was going to make his friend think was, well, marijuana.
So, what do we do now? You guys want to smoke some drugs?
The parsley, which he got from the kitchen cabinet, was in a clear plastic bag and appeared similar to pot. The last time the boy smoked marijuana, allegedly, was the day before.
I'm so wasted!
Which, of course, is why he got the idea to, fuck with his friend. The 15-year-old boy was arrested on a charge of possession of a counterfeit controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Kids, remember that. You can get in trouble even if it's fake pot. Residents of Landview Drive told police that there was 3 people boarded their boats on November 1st and removed several items, which they used to vandalize the area, according to the Ookaloos County Sheriff's Office. This is a pretty funny story, actually. The suspects took 1 flashlight, 2 flare guns, and some flares, a fire extinguisher, and a radio. Then they sprayed the fire extinguisher into a mailbox before using it to spray an expletive in the road. The expletive, which normally contains 4 letters, was missing the last letter, which happened to be a K.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Deputy noted that although the letter could be washed off the roadway and the word was spelled wrong, the suspects will face criminal mischief graffiti charge due to the graphic nature of the word attempting to be spelled out.
Oh my God.
And you'll be glad to know that that case is pending.
I am glad. I am glad. Let me know if we can get an update on that.
I will. All right. Over in Nebraska, an unemployed man faces domestic assault charges after he allegedly attacked his girlfriend for making him macaroni for dinner.
No, it didn't happen. That's not true.
Bitch, I told you, if you chop up weenies one more time and put it in the noodle. Investigator Dale Matzuek said the woman called for help after locking herself in the bathroom.
That's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
I'm sorry, someone got...
You son of a bitch, that's pretty damn good.
Same time, kind of not.
Dale said she apparently had been hit with a cooking pot, suffering a cut on her nose and bruises on her face. Your favorite part of the story is coming up. According to the police report, the man was intoxicated and assaulted the woman when he discovered she made macaroni for dinner.
Wait. Was it macaroni and cheese or just macaroni?
Well, macaroni and cheese.
Okay, it's implied. The cheese is
right,
implied. Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Because if we're just plain, like, macaroni noodles, I'd be kind of upset, too. I don't know if I'd throw pots at people, but I...
Here's the line of the story that you like the best.
Yeah.
Food was tossed around the house.
Tossed. Like, tossed. Like, just... So, like, they frolicked in food and just tossed it about at a moment.
Right. Food was tossed around the house as he hit the woman with the pot.
What's his deal?
Yeah, what is his deal? The man was arrested and charged with second-degree domestic assault.
That's just, wow.
Oh.
What's this world coming to?
I don't know.
It's funnier and funnier.
Oh, we got some good ones coming up, I'm telling you.
Whenever food is involved, let me tell you.
Florida's got a lot of stuff happening, because over there in Fort Pierce, authorities say an 11-year-old boy hit his mother in the head with a saw.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Right. And then offered her $5 not to call the police.
Don't bother to call the police.
Last time I checked, man, $5 is $5.
The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office reported that the boy and his 41-year-old mother got into an argument when she was trying to get him to take his medication.
How old was the boy again?
He was 11.
11. Wow.
The boy left and went to another home where he began hitting a tree with a saw.
He hit his mom with a saw.
When the mother finally caught up with the boy, authorities said he hit her in the head with a saw, causing a minor laceration. A sheriff's report said that when the boy began pleading with his mother not to call police, he offered her a $5 bill.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
The boy is facing an aggravated battery charge.
Wow.
Now this is my favorite story. This is the best.
I'm still soaking in the last one. Hang on, just give me one second. Okay, it's all soaked up. Continue.
Come on.
Continue. I'm good.
He hits his mom and then he goes, Mom, I'll give you $5 and don't call the cops.
You know, I mean, there's a $5 in my pocket if you can just look the other way. Or you know, I mean,
right.
I got a $5 in my pocket or maybe I don't, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, if you thought it was funny that somebody got hit with a pot because they made macaroni for dinner, you can only take off from there.
Hang on. Let me just brace myself, okay? Wait. Okay, I'm braced. Go ahead.
A 19-year-old man... this is going to be one of those stories where I have a little bit of trouble getting through it no matter how many times I read it, because it's just fucking funny. A 19-year-old man accused of hitting his girlfriend with a sandwich.
No way. Wait. Start over.
Okay, wait.
I didn't mean like start.
No. I got it. All right. A nice... I told you it was tough. All right. A 19-year-old man accused of hitting his girlfriend with a sandwich, knocking her glasses off, and nearly causing a traffic crash is facing domestic battery and child abuse charges.
Erroneous on both counts.
the alleged incident on wheels began after the 19-year-old victim picked up Emanuela Rodriguez, her boyfriend and child's father, from his mother's house in Port St. Louis. Hey, wait.
Another kid happened in St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, it's Port St. Lucie or something in Florida. What else happened in there?
It was St. Louis was the saw, wasn't it? The saw kid?
We just had a story. Oh, the boy with the fake pot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the boy with the fake pot. Anyway, they headed north on Interstate 95 to the new apartment in Fort Pierce as their 7-month-old son slept in the back. The victim told police that Rodriguez got angry while she drove and started to hit her in the arm and striking her in the face with a sandwich, knocking her glasses off of her face.
While she's driving.
Sure is getting close to lunchtime. Any ideas?
Wait, Alan, it gets better.
It hurts already.
The victim nearly lost control of the vehicle because she couldn't see the road. Rodriguez then ripped off the rearview mirror and used it to beat and shatter the windshield. She exited I-95 and told Rodriguez to get out and get his mother to pick him up. Rodriguez told investigators that indeed he argued. He said he didn't want to hit her, so he threw a sandwich at her, striking her in the face and knocking off her glasses.
Sure is getting feels like an Arby's night.
It sure does. He also admitted beating the windshield with a mirror and his fist. Now, hold it, because this is the best part. Out of the whole story, the type of sandwich hurled, not specified in the report. But I'm pretty sure, and I'm going out on a limb with this one, I'm thinking it was a club sandwich. Rodriguez was released from the county jail on $7,500 bail, and that's what the jail officials had to say about that.
Wow, what is this world coming to?
Occupational preference, give you the name of a personal reference, tell if I tend to be absent or tardy or drunk at the annual office party, I'll type a typing test for you and sign every one of your W-2s and demonstrate what my abilities are, but you ain't gonna get me to piss in a jar. You can force me to wear these ridiculous clothes and balance your mouth on the end of my nose and ask me to answer to idiot stuff, to order me out to do everyone's job or treat me like a mental midget or pay me off in single digits or repossess my company car, but you ain't gonna get me to piss in a jar. You can look at my warts and my bolts and my calluses, study my fear of your analysis, check me for any emotional scar, but you ain't gonna get me to piss in a jar. You can hire some weirdo to stare at my crutch, but I ain't worth a damn if somebody is watching the whole thing is sick and perverse and bizarre, and you ain't gonna get me to piss in a jar. I vote for a guy and he loses by half. His opponent was willing to fill a carafe. Nobody could be a political star if he ain't getting ready to piss in a jar. You call it the home of the brave and the free. It's more like the home of the KGB. But not even in the USSR can they get anybody to piss in a jar. Name of a personal reference, tell if I tend to be absent or tardy or drunk at the annual office party, I'll pack the type we sent for you and sign every one of your W-2s and demonstrate what my abilities are, but you ain't gonna get me to
answering the question in a jar. Not really, though, because it didn't really say what he was doing in a jar. Was he peeing in a jar? And why would you pee in a jar? Maybe he was shitting in a jar. I'm not quite sure. But they bleeped it out, so it must have been good. Because I don't think you'd have to bleep the word pee.
Well.
Or piss. Piss in a jar. You don't piss in a jar. You piss in a cup.
I've seen people piss in a jar. I haven't seen. Strike it. Replace it with. I've heard of people pissing in jars. I haven't personally seen anyone pissing
in a
jar.
Maybe you can put your penis in a jar.
You
can put your penis in a lot of things.
You can put a lot of things in a jar.
But anyway, that's Michael Collins, definitely a demented classic. Going way back when I used to listen to the Dr. Demento show, actually. Way back. Way back, friends. Way back.
Dr. Demento, who's that?
It's the Rock and Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. We're doing the news. We're back. We're back to finish up the news. Got a couple more news stories. Normally, we break up the news into a couple stories here and there, but Alan's sitting in.
Hey.
He's still here. He hasn't left. He likes the new studio. I think he said he was moving in.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll get that loft done.
With our new live studio with audience.
Yeah.
Stripper pole.
Yeah, what? I've never seen a stripper pole with a 90-degree angle in port.
You should see the stripper that you...
Oh, I guess so.
She's very talented.
Yeah, you must be.
She does a special routine only on Thursdays. That you might like.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Can't wait.
So our first and near final story is about Keith Roy Weatherly from Knob's Beach. And seems that Keith Roy Weatherly was caught with his penis in a pasta sour job.
Every great journey begins with a single footstep.
Yeah, which led police on a 20-mile car chase. Police drew their weapons when they suspected Keith Roy Weatherly was armed. Instead, they found him partially clothed with his genitals in a jar, if you can believe that.
Well, honey, I can't describe it. You just have to see it.
Well, let's take a look at it.
Weatherly attracted attention, parked in a non-stopping zone before noon. Police believe Weatherly was doing something with his hands in his lap and thought he might have a weapon.
Why is he sticking his hand in his pants?
Oh, it was definitely armed and loaded.
it was a sort of weapon, huh?
Weatherly saw police and drove away despite them flashing their lights. The chase lasted 5 to 10 minutes with a top speed of 20 miles an hour before Weatherly was stopped. He refused to leave the car. Four officers using batons and capsium spray was what was used to remove him.
No, he's not dangerous. He's just stupid.
They found a 750-milliliter jar around his penis, if you can believe that.
Wow. What's going on? And I want a non-gay explanation.
Well, I'll try and give it to you. Anyway, it was around his penis, and Weatherly attempted to continue, they say, pleasuring himself in between the bouts of wrestling that was going on.
Oh, my God.
A search of his car uncovered pornography, a homemade sex aid, which I'm hoping is the pasta jar.
You're hoping?
Well, I don't want it to be anything else. That'd just be, you know, weirder than the story already is. There's some women's stockings in there, a lead CD, and...
Of course there is. And the best of Crazy Jay's Rock and Comedy
That's
Show.
That's right.
Yeah. And a picture of Chris Cameron. What?
And there was also a Jack Russell Terrier.
Woof, woof.
Weatherly pleaded guilty to offensive behavior, resisting police, and disobeying a police direction. Magistrate Elaine Truscott. What the hell kind of name? Asked Weatherly, who represented himself, why he behaved the way he did. And this is what he said. He said he resisted police because he was trying to make himself decent.
When it comes to sex, men can't keep from lying and women can't keep from telling the truth.
He was fined $600 for offensive behavior and convicted of the other two offenses with further actions taken.
Listen, you sleazebag. Get off my property. I'm tired of this crap. Get the hell out of here. Go home.
Now, I don't know what's worse, the story or the comments that people left on the news. Like, you know, you read the news online and people can leave comments on the story. This is a bizarre comment, and I don't know. Maybe it's by Keith Roy Weatherly. I'm not quite sure. It says, "Funny? Yes, definitely. Bizarre? Yes. Worthy of being forcefully subdued by four police wielding batons and capsium spray? The guy was just having a wank and is not a car and is not a car. Private space. Truly worrying about this in many, many ways."
Wow.
You know why? Because he has a Jack Russell Terrier.
That was more disturbing than the actual story.
Right. The comment was like, are you kidding? Moving right along as we wrap up our news.
Thank goodness.
A Fayette County man has picked the wrong time and place to hawk cookie dough disguised as crack cocaine.
Cookies mean so much to me.
Yeah, and to so many others. Uniontown police officers who were looking for an armed robber near Gallatin Avenue stopped the man after he tried to elude them, according to a police report. In the man's pocket, police found plastic bags containing a substance resembling crack cocaine.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
The man told the officers not to be concerned. The substance was merely a concoction of cookie dough and Orajel that he was pawning off as crack cocaine.
I don't do drugs, though. Just weed.
Orajel. Isn't that, that's for,
like,
teeth.
It's like, it's like,
it's
numb,
like,
numb.
Like you numb your gums.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand. The man told police he is an ex-convict who just needed the money.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
Officer David Rutter said charges are pending results of a toxicology test. Rutter said even if the substance is cookie dough, police can still file charges of possession with intent to deliver a counterfeit substance. That's kind of like...
You know, we could, like, go to jail for this?
You could.
Get with the oregano.
Same deal. Maybe they're related. It's his son.
Yeah.
The armed robbery remains under investigation, Rutter said, according to police. The robber pointed a gun at a man, took the man's wallet. Rutter said a video camera on a private residence filmed the man, but police could not identify him. The robber is described as a black male between the ages of 16 and 20. The robbery is the latest in a series of armed robberies in the city that remains under investigation. And our final story. This is it. This is our final story.
Hooray.
Oh, let's get it going here. A Milwaukee postal worker is in trouble after police caught her smoking cocaine in her mail truck.
So, what do we do now? You guys want to smoke some drugs?
And she's pissed because she found out it was cookie dough and Orajel.
Yeah, with a side of parsley garnish.
The arrest came after police say they were investigating a postal worker out delivering mail and witnessed her deliver and use crack cocaine on the job.
You know, there's something about doing this crappy job day in and day out that makes me want to kill myself.
Authorities say 50...
And you.
Sorry. Authorities say 51-year-old postal worker Sandra Winkler was delivering more than just bills and packages from her mail truck. They say she was also delivering crack cocaine, if you can believe that.
It's wrong. Shockingly wrong.
Shocking. Shockingly wrong is right. Just shocking that someone would do that, says Lena Sorgi. The criminal complaint alleges Winkler delivered crack cocaine to her daughter from her mail truck. Police say they caught the daughter using the drugs while driving with her toddler in the car.
Wow.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Police say they then caught Winkler doing drugs inside her mail truck and that she admitted she's been using crack cocaine daily for years.
To say that you behave childishly is an insult to children everywhere.
The complaint also says she told investigators she smoked crack cocaine inside her mail truck because she...
thought it was cookie dough?
No, her reasoning is great. I just realized how funny it was. She smoked crack cocaine inside her mail truck because she said there's more privacy in there.
I'm sorry, that was highly inappropriate.
No one answered the door at Winkler's home, and the union who represents her has no comment. Police outside a Southside post office had a lot to say about the changes and the charges.
Listen to me, you. When I catch you, I'm going to pull out your eyes and shove them down your pants. You can watch me kick the crap out of you, okay? Then I'm going to use your tongue to paint my butt.
It's pretty dangerous riding around like that, Sorgi said. Emily Lack was also appalled. She's a postal worker. People trust them with her bills and private information, and she's accused of this. There's enough problems with our mail system the way that it is. We get other people's mail. Other people may be getting our mail. And now everyone's job suffers.
This job really sucks.
It truly does. I'd hate to be a mail worker.
Yeah, through rain, through sleet, through snow, through crack.
Through crack.
I could add that one on there. Yeah. United States Post Office. Crack-a-lacka.
That's right. So we're going to send this out to, this next song, we're going to send out to the postal worker, the cookie dough and or gel guy, the pasta jar guy, pretty much anybody in our news today that was arrested for doing something stupid.
You're strutting casually down the street when a man comes up to you looking beat with telltale traces of hippie on his chin. You say howdy and he says hi, got anything that'll make me fly? And if you do, I surely wish you'd let me in on what you're dealing, brother. In your mind you start to ponder what to turn this fella on to, and then you get a look into his eyes. You find his beard is only makeup and his line is purely fake up. Then and only then you realize that he's your friend, the neighborhood narco agent friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local FBI. Your friend, the neighborhood narco daddy, all American thinking fatty, there to trip you up while you are high. You're sitting in the coffee house gloom when the waiter comes up to you with a broom and he asks to sweep the floor around your chair. When you ask him why, he says, routine, we like to keep our coffee clean, and he proceeds to tidy up with care. You light yourself a cigarette, find out soon as you got it lit that 40 newfound friends are by your side. And someone hands you a note that's pencil telling you your flight's been canceled, just the same you're going for a ride. With your friend, the neighborhood narco agent friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local FBI. Your friend, the neighborhood narco daddy, all American thinking Betty, there to trip you up while you are high. Now you duck into an alleyway thinking, hey, maybe I can cop a J and get back before the boss finds out I'm gone. Remembering the golden rule, you look both ways, make sure it's cool, and when there ain't a soul for miles around, you clutch your baggie full of weed and careful not to spill a seed, you roll a joint as big as Baltimore. And as you take that first big drag in, a helicopter drops a paddy wagon, and guess who's standing smiling by the door? It's your friend, the neighborhood narco agent friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local CIA. Your friendly neighborhood college dropout, undercover cop or cop out, keeping law and order bright and gay. Yes, you find out that the freak you trusted is the fink that got you busted. And 20 years is a long time to stay on the ground.
Mr. Crazy J.
You're crazy!
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
They're a crazy religious cult.
Moving
coffee shop now on every corner of the globe? Are we that whacked out on coffee? I went to my closet this morning. This is Starbucks. You ever buy a cup of coffee at an airport? $179. I'm not a big coffee guy, but I remember when it was a dime. I'm at LAX Airport, Starbucks. I go, pal, can I get a cup of coffee? He goes, what do you want? Cup of coffee? You want Americano, Frappolino, latte? No. I just want a cup of coffee. You want a decaf espresso grande? I'm going to go home. Coffee's a stimulant and a diuretic. So now you got to pee and talk. That's why we all have cell phones. Got a cell phone? Yes, you do. Got a cell phone? Cell phone? I got the old type. Remember the rotary?
Break of five. This is Alpha Charlie.
Well, pull the string. Oh, they got them in all types now. I see people wearing them on their heads. They just have these little phones. I was at the Laker game. I was peeing in a public urinal. Guy stood next to me. He goes, how you doing? I'm good. He goes, you want to go out sometime? Whoa! I'm married. I got kids. I'm good. I'm at the Laker game. People are wearing the Laker uniforms sitting next to us. Do these people think they're on the team? I mean, do they think like, ah, Kobe got hurt. Coach, sir, can you come down?
I didn't tell them that they're not on the team. But I don't think they're going to be coming with us.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Don't you miss me, two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Plain White Tees right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. Remember, you can send me an email. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can visit me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. And, of course, the official website's open 24/7, rockincomedyshow.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, Alan's going to be back to do his guest DJ, his third and final set. We've also got the Crazy 8 Countdown. And coming up next week, we have another guest DJ coming into the studio. Jason Grix is his name, and he's emailed an interesting playlist. I think it's going to be good for the show. We've got that happening for you. Plus the final Not in the News news for 2008 happening next week. And after that show, it's Christmas. That's right. The insanity begins with the Twisted Christmas parties. Lots going on. Elvis is scheduled to be here once again. Dino Mike co-hosting the show. All kinds of good stuff. And then to wrap up the year, we're going to do the top 100 songs of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Haven't done a countdown like that in a long, long time. So we're going to be counting them down for you a little bit later on in the weeks here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. But right now, let's get some humor started. Here's some Chris Valenti.
There's the ghost of your ex. I know I caught you on a rebound. It was a slam dunk if I'd ever seen one. It was you who initiated that pickup game. And the first half was a whole lot of fun. When did the game suddenly get a ref? I'm calling a foul on the ghost of your ex. I'm not here to dish you all the blame. Did you really have to scream his name when you came? I thought talking about emotional wreck. Not over my ex either. I'll mention her name every single time I see her. Don't know why. Maybe it's time.
I might be the best.
Listen.
afraid, asleep or dead. Cause I see you lying next to me with words I thought I'd never speak. Awake, undone, afraid.
Right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with the song that you know you like, I'm Just a Girl. If you want to contact me, make a request, you can. You can email me at my email address, crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also find me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. And those are the best ways to get a hold of me. If you want to make a request, make a comment about the show, or make a friend request, make a friend request. Become my friend if you have not done so already on MySpace. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Alan will be here to finish up his third and final guest DJ set.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize. Perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD. Or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message
brought
to you by Child Help and the Ad.
Do you remember what you had for breakfast this morning? Do you remember where you're supposed to be this afternoon? Do you remember the first question? Our children, your child, may not. Because every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, language development, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. Will you remember that? A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a day.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
Give me a
D. No, wait. Right, you didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No? Wait, you didn't actually take...
Well, no one told me I was supposed to...
Oh, whatever. You really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey, out of bed.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is Dr. Demento, and Crazy J is okay.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. And we're back. We did the news. We've got still ahead on the show. We've got the Crazy 8 Countdown and much, much more. But Alan has returned for his third and final guest DJ spot.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like,
absolutely.
Maybe this
absolutely.
Is really kind of a bad idea, and I should screen the people that are doing it first.
Yeah, you should have. I should not be here.
You should not, really.
I should not be here. You should have screened me out.
I wish I could.
I should never got by security.
Maybe if I had a time machine, I could go back 2 minutes.
2 minutes, time machine, 2 minutes. Yeah. That's exactly what you need.
Oh, that was fun. We went and saw Kids in the Hall the other night, live at Caesar's Palace at the Comedy Festival. And what a great set they did. And
what a great set we did.
Yeah, Yeah, we made Dave Foley laugh. We actually saw a kid in the hall in the hall.
Yeah, we did. We did.
That was fun. We're like, hey, Dave, take our picture. Hey, Dave, how about a picture? He's like, yeah, all right. And we hand him the camera.
That's when he took our picture. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. But, okay, let's get back into it so I can get you the freaking hell out of here.
All right.
Well, come on.
I, you know what? Let's just play it. Let's play it, and we're going to talk about it after. Here's the next song.
This is a rock and roll song.
Okay, some more Zappa fun. He's so gay, and
not Frank Zappa.
No, 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 no. It's a song that goes out to a friend of mine who I don't know, something's not right. I think he's gay, Jay.
Why?
I think
he's in the club. What would give you the signs that he likes men?
Yeah, first of all, I think he likes men. I think he prefers the company of men.
Why is that? Is he always around men?
He's always around men. And he seems to be in the friend zone with any girl he is around with. And he's very, very neat and tidy. He has the tendency to be habitually bitchy. And, yeah. And,
I think I know this guy.
Well, you do. You do. You do. You do. And we're going to respect his anonymity. Not going to...
Well, right. I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, we're not going to say anything about him or to him. But that song goes out to him. And, I mean, if he's in the closet, I think he is. I don't know. But I just wish him happiness. And it seems like he's pretty uptight. And
he has the potential to be bitchy.
Yeah.
And he's always around men.
He's always around men. And he's around women, too, but he's just bitchy about it. With women. Yeah. So I don't think he's... Yeah.
Well, what kind of music does he like?
He listens to emo and show tunes.
You threw in the emo part, didn't you?
Well...
He doesn't listen to emo music.
He loves emo music. Oh, yes, I don't know. Anyhow, that's just, you know, I heard that song... you know, looking when I was looking for some material to play here on the show today, I heard I came across that song, and I was like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna play this for I'm not gonna say his name, but for yeah, the closeteer. Anyhow, and which transitions well into the next song, because if he is in fact gay and chooses to do something about it, you know, you just really better be careful because, you know, sometimes things happen.
Right.
And with that, I'll play this next song.
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. AIDS, 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 AIDS. Everyone has AIDS. And so this is the end of our story. And everyone is dead from AIDS. It took from me my best friend, my only true pal, my only bright star. Well, I'm gonna march on Washington, lead the fight and charge the brigades. There's a hero inside of all of us. I'll make them see everyone has AIDS. My father, AIDS. My sister, AIDS. My uncle and my cousin and her best friend, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. The gays and the straights and the whites and the spades. Everyone has AIDS. My grandma and my dog are all blue. AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. The pump has got it, so do you. AIDS, 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 AIDS. Come on, everybody, we got quilting to do. We're gonna break down these barricades. Everyone has AIDS. AIDS, 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 AIDS.
This is a song that I'm gonna rap about and sing about. It's called That He's Doing Time in Jail. This is about this guy who slashed me in the face and back as I exited the Fort Cottage Grove bus. This is the dawn of a new era. So let me rap and sing about this song as I exit the Cottage Grove bus. Once upon a time on the Fort Cottage Grove bus, I felt like I was on the floor. I was talking to myself. Suddenly, a man in his 30s thought I was talking to him. Suddenly, he started yelling at me, talking vulgar. He's doing time in jail. 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 As he yelled at me vocally, I tried to tell him to shut his face, but he refused to do so. When I was about to get up and get off the bus, that same guy whipped out a box cut on me. He followed me to the exit door, chasing after me as I got off the bus. That was at 4358 South Cottage Grove Avenue. He then slashed me in the face and then in the back. He's doing time in jail. 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 When the ambulance came at the scene, I was rushed to the hospital. The police was there. The same guy who slashed me in the face and back was arrested and taken to jail. He's doing time in 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 jail.
wonder if he's doing time in jail.
He might be doing time in jail. That was Wesley Willis one last time. He's doing time in jail. I like that one. It's a crowd pleaser. But, Jay, thank you for having me here.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
And thank you for the lax security and screening process. And it's been my pleasure being here. I enjoy doing the news. And, yeah. That's good stuff.
When are you going to Chicago?
What am I, what?
When are you going to Michigan?
Well, I'm not going to Chicago. I'm not going to Michigan or Chicago.
Wherever the fuck you're going, when are you going?
I'm leaving.
You go now.
Ooh, that's
crazy. Daddy, I'm only 3 years old, but when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. You're dreaming about what am I going to be when I grow up? A major league first baseman? Maybe a point guard for a national championship team? Or the winner of the Heisman Trophy?
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete? 1 in 16,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org.
So, Dad, let's keep dreaming the impossible while looking out for the possible. Okay?
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In this column, you can see third quarter earnings are up 7% above projected growth. Oh, and as I mentioned to the board of directors, I'm an abusive father. Not only do I physically abuse my two young children all the time, I neglect them as well. I often leave them alone for hours at a time without any supervision.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the...
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Crazy 8 Countdown with Crazy Jay.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for the Crazy 8 Countdown. We brought it back last week. A lot of you were so excited about it, so I'm glad to see that it's still a popular feature here on the show. The Crazy 8 Countdown, I take the top 8 wackiest songs from the archive, and we count them down from 8 to 1. It's just that simple. So we're going to get things started, I believe, right here at... Well, wait a minute. What number are we at?
Here's song number 8 on the Crazy 8. That's crazy, ain't it?
Hey, girl. You know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like. You like. I said you can have whatever you like. You like. Yeah. Yeah. Gator Tots. Hold up. And we can clip coupons all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like. You like. I said you can have whatever you like. You like. Yeah. Yeah. Take you out for dinner anywhere that you please. Like Burger King or Mickey D's. And baby, you can have whatever you like. You like. I said you can even have a large fry. Large fry. Yeah. Yeah. Baby, you should know I am really quite a sweet guy. When I buy you bathroom tissue, I always get the 2-ply. One of you can get it, my dear. I got my Costco membership card right here. Yeah, you like Top Ramen. Me, Top Ramen. Got a cupboard full of them. I'll keep them coming. You want it, I gotta go get it. Just heat it. Dump the flavor packet on it and eat it. Pork and beans and minute rice. And we can play cribbage all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like.
if you had some lipo, you could be second runner-up Miss Ohio. $7 bills rolled up inside my plastic billfold. Buy you a bagel even if it isn't day old. And you never ever gotta wear your sister's old clothes. Long as I'm still assistant manager at Kinko's. Cut your hair with scissors and a soup bowl. You ain't gotta pay me, that's the way that I roll. My chick can have what she want. At Walmart she can pick out anything she want. I know, girl, you ain't never had a man like that, who doesn't make you buy generic brand like that. Yeah, you like my Hyundai, see my Hyundai. I can take you to see your cousin Phil next Sunday. But that's kind of far and I'm not made of cash. Do you think you could chip in for gas? Mac and cheese would be alright, right. But let's send out for pizza tonight. And you can order any time of July. I said you can even have the last slide. Yeah. Grab myself a cable from my neighbor next door. I can get free HBO and baby you can watch whatever you like. I said you can watch whatever you like. Yeah. And you can always ride the city bus. Got a stack of tokens just for us. Yo, my wallet's fat and full of ones. Yeah, it's all about the Washingtons. That's right. You want White Castle, need White Castle. Long as you got me, it won't be no hassle. You want it, we'll get it. Just don't be a hater if I grab a bunch of napkins for later. Thrift store jeans on sale, half price. The underwear at Goodwill is nice. And baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, baby, I can give you anything you please. Even share my government cheese. And baby, you can have as much as you like. I said you can have as much as you like, yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic at number 8 on the Rockin' Comedy Show, the Crazy 8 Countdown, whatever you like. Hey, if you hear a song on the countdown and you want to try and keep it alive and maybe push it to number 1, just make requests for it each and every week. That helps the countdown move along that much quicker. You can do it by emailing me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also just do it through MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. It's the Crazy 8 Countdown. We're counting them down.
Crazy J can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but sonic heaven. On the Crazy 8 Countdown, this is number 7.
Younger brothers are both getting married. Soon all these fingers will be pointed right at me. What's wrong with you? You got some inability. No. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I keep on trying, but it sure ain't easy to find someone good enough for me. Now I'm not bragging like I'm some great asset. I just got my standards and they've got to be met. They're not difficult to reach, they just ain't been reached yet. This is all that I wanna get. I want a sweet, I want a smart, I want a cute, I want a kind. Don't only exercise her ass, but also exercise her mind. I'm not concerned about the size of her new breasts. I'd rather she just not have incurable Tourette's. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I look around, but it ain't all what you see. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I've known know some great girls and I've had some great times. Wish I could take a few of them and just combine. But I'm not gonna give in to some forced deadline. We're talking about the rest of my lifetime. Don't be a bore, please don't snore. Don't keep one foot out the door. Don't lay still, have some skill, don't sell my clothes. Too good will, don't be a brat, a bureaucrat. Don't need to get your tip or tat overachieved. Don't be naive, one day be willing to conceive. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I've come close, but it's not gone perfectly. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. Age ain't a factor in my cause, as long as our relationship is not against the law. It'd be good if you had not reached your menopause. If you're in this range, can I hear some applause? Don't be a snob without a job, just be polite and have some class. Don't be a freak, don't be a nag, don't be a big pain in my ass. Be sincere, be my peer, tell me when I've gone too far. Take your time, take my hand, just take up one space with your car. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. Don't wanna dilute my genealogy. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I think I'll sell this song to eHarmony. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. It's hard to find someone good enough for me. I look around, but it ain't all what you see. It's hard to find someone good enough for me.
Yeah, coming in at number 7 on our countdown, that is Chris Valenti with Hard to Find. We're doing the Crazy 8 countdown, counting down the top 8 songs. We're moving down right now to song number 6.
If I was at number 7,
if I was at number 7,
I would be the number 6,
I would be the number 6.
And if I was the number 7, I would not be the number 6.
I would not be the number 6.
If I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be the number 4.
And if I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be 3, cause I'd be more.
And if I was a number 7, I'd be 6.
Thank you.
Hey, you! Get your hand out of your pants. It's time for song number 5. Kid in my school, never went to a party. D&D was my forte. I never played on any sports, unless you count N64. My dating life didn't exist. Don't even know what first base is. Then one day I met a girl that changed it all for me. She rocked my WoW and redefined MMORPG. Sat up all night chatting about the size of my score. Before I knew it, I had this girl knocking on my door. Cause she's a dorkor, saving geeks like you and me. She's a dorkor, from involuntary celibacy. Dorkor, and doesn't charge a thing at all for me. Does exist a girl with a geek fetish? Street Fighter, I just got pwned. A Pac-Man ringtone's on her phone. She's naked reading comic books. Yoshi's tattooed on her tush. I'm 1337 in my click. I got to touch a human chick. I asked her her type of guy, and she says to me, she likes Star Wars, Star Trek, Quantum Leap, and owns a PSP. No muscle, sports cars, pounding beers, or hours at the gym. But if you're tall, pale, and scrawny, then boy, you are in. Cause she's a dorkor, saving geeks like you and me. She's a dorkor, from involuntary celibacy. Dorkor, I sell all my figurines for you. So this chick can make her rounds. Eugene, Mitchell, John, and Jay. Rich assumed that I was gay. Now I see her once a week. She plays my Wii and then with me. She's perfect in every way. She's my Buffy, I'm her steak. I told her that I love her more than Magic the Gathering. She says I'm not a one-nerd kind of girl. There's plenty more in need. So long as there are geeks and nerds and dorks who can't get play, I'll strap on my elf ear stilettos and I'm on my way. Cause she's a dorkor, saving geeks like you and me. She's a dorkor, from involuntary celibacy. Dorkor, and don't fear, she's here to rescue you.
Number 5 on our countdown. Number 5. Number 5. Dork Whore by Dino Mike.
Nice joystick.
I was going to say Barry Bookbinder because he's doing the backing vocals with Mike on that song. Dork Whore, currently unreleased, but will be on Dino Mike's new album due out sometime next year. Number 4 on our countdown. Sorry, number 3. Number 6. See, I don't know how to count, people. Number 6 on our countdown was It's a Gas by Alfred E. Newman. We're going to continue the countdown now, so let's do it. Let's continue counting down backwards.
Congratulations, you blood-belching vagina. You've made it to song number 4 on the Crazy 8 Countdown.
Come on. Give me some now. You know something, girl? I'm thinking about you right now. You don't want to know what I'm thinking, girl. Or do you?
Girl, you think I'm the bomb, but I'm old enough to be dating your mom.
And I did.
She wasn't that bad, but you're grounded if you tell your
like the way we dance with rock hard abs and plastic heads. You give us teddy bears, and in return we shave our chest hair.
You're enjoying all the dirty words in there.
There are no dirty words in the Times.
Sure. Look at that headline.
Rain predicted for some areas.
Areas? That's a dirty word.
No, it's not.
It is if you say it right. Areas. Areas. I touched my areas. It rained and now I have soggy areas.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, all for a quarter. Ooh, look, there's another one.
Raise pensions, federal group urges. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Group urges? Oh, boy. Talk about governing bodies. Urges. Group urges. I have urges in my areas.
Urge isn't being used that way.
Mine is. Ooh, look, there's one. Look at that, a beauty.
Mayor to attend local function.
Function? Oh, I can function her areas. It gives me urges.
All right, here, take the sports section and leave me alone.
Oh. 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 Like,
what is it?
Redskins squeeze out Browns?
It's the Frantics here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're counting down the top eight songs on the Crazy Eight Countdown. And that, of course, was Making Up Dirty Words, coming in at number three by the Frantics. Number four on our countdown was Boy Band by the Arrogant Worms. Number five was Dork Whore by Dino Mike. Number six was It's a Gas from Alfred E. Newman. Number seven was Hard to Find by Chris Valenti. Number eight is Whenever You Like by Weird Al Yankovic. That takes us down to our next position.
Come on, Jay, don't be blue. They won't incend thee, not the blues. Give a number two. Come on now with number two. You know just what to do. Give them now your number two.
Grandpa died laughing, I tickled him to death. Grandpa died laughing, he couldn't catch his breath. Grandpa died laughing, what more can I say? Grandpa wanted it that way. Old, sick and dying in a nursing bed, kept alive by artificial means. Grandpa looked pathetic, Grandpa looked sad, and I remembered what he'd said to me. He said, I want to go laughing when it's my time to die. A belly busting knee slapping sides with bye-bye. I want to go laughing when I pass on. I want to roar till I'm gone. Nurses weren't looking, I tickled his feet. Grandpa started smiling, I knew he was awake. He began to chuckle, I grabbed his skinny rib. I poked beneath his armpit, he was begging me to quit. But I knew he wanted to go with a laugh. So I kept on tickling till he couldn't catch his breath. His face was turning blue beneath his hair of gray. One last guffaw and Grandpa hopped away. Doctors, policemen, a jury and a judge disapproved of what I'd done, I got locked up. I don't suppose they'd ever change their narrow view. 'Cause when I'm old and dying, I wanna go laughing too. Grandpa died laughing, I tickled him to death. Grandpa died laughing, he couldn't catch his breath. Grandpa died laughing, what more can I say?
I want
it that way.
Joe Keefe right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with the song called Grandpa Died Laughing. I know that's the way I want to go, laughing my ass off. You are listening to the Crazy 8 Countdown. We count down the top 8 songs. That was number 2. Let's do it. Let's get into the number 1 song.
Song number 1 on the Crazy 8 Countdown. This is the best of the best. I hope it's worth it.
Ancient philosophy was framed by prodigies, Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates. Even though their thoughts were deemed the aristocratic voice, they also had a thing for little boys. Catherine the Great, so it's been said, needed large animals to be fulfilled in bed. From historic to the ancient Greeks, we're standing on the shoulders of freaks. Isn't life pretty? Ernest Hemingway once said, and then
This week on the Crazy 8 Countdown goes to Henry Phillips and his song On the Shoulders of Freaks. Number 2 on our countdown, Grandpa Died Laughing by Joe Keefe. Moving up the countdown to number 3 was Making Up Dirty Words by the Frantics. Number 5 was Boy Band by the Arrogant Worms. Number 4 was Boy Band by the Arrogant Worms. Number 5 was Dorcor by Dino Mike. Number 6 was It's a Gas from Alfred E. Newman. Number 7, Hard to Find by Chris Valenti. And number 8 was Whatever You Like by Weird Al Yankovic. That's going to do it. That's the list right there. That's it. No going back. It's number 8, number 7, number 6. It's the Crazy 8 Countdown. We're counting them down. If there's any of those songs on there that you want to see next time on the show, well, you're going to want to email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also find me through MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. And you can also officially visit the website anytime you want. It's rockincomedyshow.com. Coming up next week on the Crazy J Show, the Rockin' Comedy Show, that is, we are going to be counting down. We are going to be not... I don't mean... I'm sorry. We're going to be kicking off Christmas with a few demented Christmas ditties. Plus, we have another guest DJ coming in. His name is Jason Glicks, and he'll be here for that. Also, we've got the final Not in the News segment for 2008. You're not going to want to miss that. And then coming up in future weeks, we have Crazy Christmas Madness with our Twisted Christmas Party with Elvis and a lot of other surprises. You're not going to want to miss it. Then we'll even have the Top 100 Rockin' Comedy Show Countdown. You're going to like that. And also, in the works, the show I hosted in L.A. for Dino Mike, the Rockin' Comedy Spooktacular. We'll have that all edited and put up for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's what's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. That's going to do it for this show. I will catch you next time with an all-new one.